Track 13. Welcome to today's edition of Current Affairs. Today's guest is Mona Roberts, staff reporter with online newspaper The Weekly Times. Hello, Mona. Great to have you here this morning.
Hi, Frank. Thank you for inviting me along today.
In recent years, we have covered different aspects of the financial crisis, its consequences for the country, and how normal people on the street and bank employees are being affected. Today, we would like to draw our listeners' attention to the banks themselves and examine their behaviour before and since the crisis. Indeed, there have been enough scandals in the press lately involving banks to safely say that some banks have not been acting as ethically as they should. Don't you agree, Mona?
That is absolutely right, Frank. One major bank in the British Isles received a massive bailout of some 25 billion euros just so that it would not have to go into receivership. The bailout was, of course, state-supported, so it was the taxpayers who footed that bill at the end of the day. Obviously, the government did not want the bank's customers to lose their savings overnight. You might remember the case.
I do indeed.
Well, that happened about 3.5 years ago. Then, at the end of last year, the same bank had to apply yet again for a state bailout. This time, they got almost 15 billion euros. The previous bailout simply did not suffice.
The CEO of that bank obviously has a lot of explaining to do. Hadn't he or she not realised how serious the situation was for the bank initially?
Well, in an official statement, the CEO apologised publicly for the repeated claim for financial support. However, there has since been speculation that the board of directors always knew that the initial claim for 25 billion would not be sufficient to cover the bank's losses in the subprime crisis. Some critics say that the board of directors was afraid to lay all of its cards on the table when the bank's losses first became public, for fear of losing any chance of support from the state. After all, there is a big difference between a claim for 25 billion or for 40 billion euros. Some people claim that a first bailout almost automatically forces the state into a second bailout program as well. You seem to need a second bailout program to make the first one work.
So it isn't clear whether the bank was really at fault or not.
Not officially, anyway. Taxpayers are not impressed, though. There have been demonstrations in front of some branches of the bank around the country in the last few weeks. Naturally enough, taxpayers feel betrayed. It is they who have suffered because of the cutbacks in the public sector and have had to put up with repeated tax hikes. People are really angry at the thought that the bank might have abused the bailout system and the public's goodwill. Now, this goodwill has definitely been seriously affected by the whole affair.
How has the government reacted to all of this?
Good question. Obviously, the government should have restrictions in place to prevent the bailout system from being abused in the first place, so...